With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Last week, Calhoun County health officials removed a giant hogweed plant from Penfield Township. Just touching a giant hogweed plant can cause large blisters on the skin and even blindness if it gets in your eyes. The plant has small clusters of white flowers and can grow up to 14 feet tall. Peter Carrington is the edible and toxic plant specialist for Michigan State University's Botanical Garden. WMUK's Rebecca Thiel spoke with him to find out more.
Well, actually, the toxin in this plant, which is called a furano coumarin, travels in the sap. And actually, it's not a terribly uncommon compound in the carrot family plants. For instance, if you waded into a patch of wild parsnips with a weed whacker and got the sap on yourself, you would be exposing yourself to exactly the same toxin. The reason this plant is a little more difficult to be around is because, unlike those plants, you don't have to injure a giant hogweed to get the sap on yourself, because the fuzziness that upholsters virtually every surface of this plant actually wears droplets of its sap on the tip of the little hairs of fuzz. So unlike a, say, wild parsnip, where a person could wade into a patch of them with a weed whacker and get sap all over yourself, if you walked just pushing your way through a thicket of giant hogweed, you would be accessing the droplets of sap on the tips of the fur elements, the trichomes, if you will, of this plant. And wherever you got it on your bare skin, you would be subject to a burn if you are in direct sunlight. And of course, the worst case scenario here is that you might actually get this sap in your eyes, because this stuff damages tissue in a big way after you've been exposed to sunlight. And so having damage in your eyes is no laughing matter for us bipeds.
Well, talking a little bit more about the origins of the plant, I believe this originated in Russia?
Yes, this plant is native to an area in the Caucasus region of Russia. In fact, we recently completed Olympic Games in the city of Sochi, and that is actually in the heart of the not very large natural range of giant hogweed. Because the plant is so enormous on a large specimen, and I'm talking about flower heads that are anywhere from 12 to 16 feet in height. Because this plant is just so gigantic, it was actually imported for an accent plant in Victorian gardens back in the 19th century. Clearly, if you're looking for an accent plant, this is a huge accent, but the potential costs in the human physiology terms can be quite high.
So where have we found giant hogweed in Michigan in the past? You know, how do we think this plant got to the Battle Creek area?
Well, because it is such a dynamic plant, there are still people who pass seeds around. You may recall there was an incident in Ovid about 3 years ago, which has actually spawned a number of videos of me in a hazmat suit cutting down this giant hogweed at this woman's house. These plants produce thousands of seeds, and if those seeds are, if that plant is growing near a stream, then thousands of these seeds ride the water and now become an entire population of these plants downstream from the original location. So we have people sharing seeds inadvertently, not realizing that it's actually illegal to possess or propagate this plant. And then, of course, we also have the fact that once it gets loose, the seeds travel extensively on the waterways. And if you're a person cruising the internet for pictures, the reason many of the most devastating pictures come from the Northwest coast is because of the number of plants that were allowed to get into their very frequent streams and rivers and then become downstream forests of this immense stuff.
And it seems like the good news about all of this is that the giant hogweed doesn't regenerate from the roots. Is that right?
If you can get to the top 6 inches of the root base, they're usually incapable of regenerating. And part of that is because It is in the carrot family, and like our domestic carrot, is a biennial. So once the plant has grown to its full critical mass and then embarked on making this gigantic flower stalk, it has pretty well used up the hormones and much of the energy that it stored in its taproot, contributing to that part of the endeavor. So if at that point you're able to cut the plant down, it is usually unable to make a recovery. But if you've cut the plant down after the plant has gone to seed, there may still be an issue of many of those seeds coming back. The woman who provided the seed for the first plant that I took out, she had hundreds of plants in her property.
All right, Peter Carrington, toxic plants expert at Michigan State University, thank you so much.
It is my pleasure, and thank you.
For a longer interview with Carrington and to get tips on what to do if you see a giant hogweed plant, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.